his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. He is our King. He deserves the glory, honor, and praise. Praise God. It's good to be back here another Saturday evening, bringing forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. His coming is near. And he's calling us back to his word. He's calling us to eat of his word and be filled up with him. To eat of the bread of life. And we will not be hungry anymore. To drink of the living water. And we will not be thirsty anymore. God bless you here this evening. We are still in the epistle of James. Last week we stopped at, we were in chapter 2. We stopped at verse 14. And we are going to continue from verse 14. Today, and we trust that you have your Bibles with you, and let us continue to go through the Word of God together, and let us glean from what God is saying to us during this time. So let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for all your goodness, for your mercies, for your grace. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you, O God, that those who have ears to hear will hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll open our ears, O God and mighty Lord. Circumcise our ears so that we can hear and understand. O God, I pray, circumcise our hearts, mighty God, so that, O God, there will be that good soil for that word, O God and mighty Lord, to find that good soil and to germinate and to bring forth fruits of righteousness. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God Almighty, that there will be no distraction among your people this evening. But that we will sit, O God Almighty Lord Jesus, and that we will listen keenly to what you are saying through your word. We thank you right now for all the listeners. We thank you, O God, for those that are saved. And we thank you even for those that are not saved right now, that they will hear the good news and they will decide to follow you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. We bless you, we praise you and honor you. As we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus, and we say amen. Amen. So as you know, we are in the epistle of James, the letter that James wrote to the brethren, to the saints of God, to the 12 tribes, to the Jewish believers. But those words still stand for us today. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. So we are in chapter 2 of James, and we are going to continue from where we left off last week. And we remember we left off on verse 14 of chapter 2. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? That's a question James asks. And we also have to ask ourselves that same question. But we are going to look into what James is saying and understand exactly what the text is saying. So James was saying that it does not profit any man if he say that he has faith and there is no fruit from his faith. Faith is active, people of God. Faith produces. So our faith should always be shown by our actions. Our faith should always be shown by our actions. So we can't just say we have faith, but we see no good works being produced by that faith. That's no faith at all. So we have to come to understand what James was saying, that faith is active. Faith works. Faith don't just sit back and say, I have faith. Faith in Jesus Christ means that we are going to get up and we are going to serve in whatever area he has called us to. We are going to use all the gift and talents that he has given us to bring forth glory and honor to his name. Faith is not just sitting back and saying, I'm a man of faith, I'm a woman of faith, and do nothing. But God is calling us to work faith, to let faith become active, and let faith be seen that Christ is at work in his church, in his bride. Look at verse 15 of James chapter 2. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, verse 16, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? James asked that question. If any of you, he said, see somebody, someone come to you hungry, naked, need, or in, this person is in need of something, this person need to be fed, and you have that food and you didn't feed that person. You are aware of the fact that this person is in need, but you give them nothing. Does it profit you? No. This is saying that you are not behaving like your master. Remember our Lord Jesus Christ. He's always concerned about the people that were following him. He was always concerned and he was always there saying, aren't these people hungry? We can't let them faint on the way. We have to feed them. So we have to be like our master, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to, when we see the need, we have to fill it in whatever way we can. That's how we show forth the love of Christ in our hearts. And when we can refer to 1 John 3, we can refer to 1 John 3, 17 through 18 and see what John says here about the similar situation. 1 John 3, 17 through 18. The word of God said, both whosoever has this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? James asks the question, how does the love of God dwell in that person? You see the need and you can fulfill it, but you do nothing about it. Look at verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let your faith be active. You see a need and you can fulfill it. Help in whatever way you can. So John was saying here, don't love in words only. Don't say, I love you, but go and God will take care of you. But you can do something. God wants to take care of that person through you. He has given you the resources to help that person. So God is calling us to understand what his word is saying to us and to act upon his word. That's active faith when we act upon the word of God. So if we see a need, we are to go and to help that person in whatever way we can. We want our love to be active. Not just say, I love you, but let that love be shown by what we do. Verse 17 of James chapter 2. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. James make it so clear, people of God. Faith, if it has not works, if this faith is not active, if this faith is not producing, it's dead. Dead faith. Being alone. Just saying you have faith without no good works accompanying this faith. This is not faith. So James was saying inactive faith is dead faith. That's it. Inactive faith is dead faith. The good works that we do is in response to the active faith in us, walking in obedience to God's word. The words of God says we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship. We are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, people of God, that doesn't mean we just sit and say we are children of God, we are people of faith, and do nothing. That's contrary to the word of God. We have to get up and go and do good works. Works that the word of God tells us we will be rewarded for our good works. So let us come to understand we are not called to sit idly by and to watch things happening around us, but to get up and do what God has called us to do. You know your calling. You know your gifting. You know your talents. You know what God has really unctioned you to do. Get up and do what God says. Let us walk in obedience to his word. Let us allow our faith to become active faith. We don't want dead faith. We want active faith so we can represent our master well. We can show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18 of James chapter 2 said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. This is saying, people of God, that a true declaration of faith in Christ is accompanied by good works. That's what it is saying. A true declaration of faith in God is accompanied by good works. So we can be declaring that we are children of God, but we have no good works. Is that true faith? We want to come to understand and examine ourselves to see if we are truly in the faith. Are we truly children of God? Are we truly living as Christ called us to live? We are called to do good works. The word of God tells us Jesus went about doing good. He did all of the good works that he could do here on earth. He did all good works, people of God. He wasn't there sitting by and saying, I am the Savior. But he went forth and he did good works, healing the sick. And he did all of those good works, rescuing those that were oppressed by demonic forces. He would set the captive free. The word of God tells us that our God, our Savior, our King went about doing good. Good works. He said, my work speaks for me. My works declare who I am. So let us not just say we are people of faith, people of God, but let us show forth our faith by our good works. Let our faith speaks by the work that we are doing in the kingdom. Verse 19 of James chapter 2 said, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. So James said, you believe that there is one God, you do well. The devil also believes that there is one God, and he trembles at the truth that there is one God. James was bringing across to us that mental assent of faith in God is not true faith. One might confess that there is one God, but it is just head knowledge. Even the devil also has that knowledge that there is one God, and he trembles. Our faith has to be heart knowledge of who Christ is, people of God, and commit to following him. So our faith is not just saying we are people of faith, but we have to commit to Christ, commit to following him, commit to doing his will, commit to working in the kingdom. That's what our faith calls us to do. When we are committed to Christ, truly committed, people of faith, true faith in Christ, we will automatically do good works. We will bring forth, it will bring forth a life of good works to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to honor our new master. So our faith has to be active faith. We can't just say we are believers and there's nothing to show. There's no fruit. Jesus said, by their fruit, we shall know them. We need to produce. We need to be people who are displaying the characteristics of Christ and who are doing good work in the kingdom, bringing honor and glory to his name. So we don't want to just be people who say we are people of faith, but we want to truly live this faith that we're called by. We are called as people of God, children of God. Let us live like children of God and know that God has called us to use the gift and the talents that he has given us to bring honor and glory to his name. Work in the kingdom. Help one another along the way. And surely we will get our reward when Christ comes back. For he said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. James chapter 2 verse 20 said, but wilt thou, O vain man, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? James asks a question. Do you want to know, O foolish man? He called him the vain man. You're empty, foolish man. James asks the question. Do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. So you are foolish to think that you can just say you're a man of faith, a woman of faith, without doing any work in the kingdom. Faith without works, James said, is dead. This is something that all believers in Christ should know, that our faith without good works is dead faith. We don't want to have dead faith. Our God is alive and alive forevermore. So we want our faith to be active faith. We want to be living a life pleasing to God. The word of God tells us in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works. They may see your active faith and come to do what? To glorify, come to honor your Father which is in heaven. So people of God, we're called to do good works. We're called to shine the light of Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. We're called to live above the standard of the world. The world is selfish. The world is self-centered. But we are called to put the interests of others, sometimes even above ours, just to make sure that we are there as God's people, helping in whatever situation we can help. God is calling us, people of God, to shine that light, to show forth good works wherever we go. We are his masterpiece. We are his creation, created unto good works. And this is how the Father gets glory. Jesus said, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We want, people of God, to be people of God who will go and show forth the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to know that we are called to do good works, that our faith without works is a dead faith. And we don't want to have a dead faith. We dishonor the name of Jesus by just sitting and saying we are people of faith, but doing nothing about it. We can go, we can tell others about Jesus Christ. That's working our faith. We believe that he is God, then go and tell somebody that Jesus saves. And there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. Let us go and do whatever we can do to help each other. We see a need and we can fulfill it. Do it in the name of Jesus. And you will get your reward. The word of God promises us that surely he will reward us according as our work shall be. Verse 21 of James chapter 2. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? James asked that question. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? And we know that Abraham is the father of faith. And we know that God himself imputed righteousness on Abraham because of his faith in God. Abraham believed God and he acted upon the word of God. God said, take your son, your only son, and go sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. Abraham did not ask any question. Abraham took that lad and he went to sacrifice him. And the Lord said, I know that you are truly a man of faith. You believe me? So you, even your son, you was ready to give up because you believe me. And the word of God tells us that Abraham believed God, and Abraham believed that God was able even to raise up Isaac from the dead. So God is saying to us today, Abraham's faith was active faith by the works that he performed. It was active. He believed God, so he did something. People of God, if we truly believe God, we must do something. We can't just sit back and say we have faith. So it's just showing, James was making that reference, that Abraham, our father, who is the father of faith, Abraham is the father of the Jewish people, and he is the father of faith. And his faith was shown, his faith was declared by the works that he did when he offered up his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Verse 22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And we can refer to Genesis 22, 10 through 12. We can refer to Genesis 22, 10 through 12. And we see where, we can read that and see where Abraham's faith through the work that he did was made complete. It was made perfect. Genesis 22 and 10 through 12. The word of God said, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thine son, thine only son, from me. Now I know you fear God. Now I know you trust God. Now I know you reverence God. Now I know you take God at his word. And his faith was made complete, people of God, because he took God at his word. And he is called faithful Abraham because he believed God. Look at verse 23 of James chapter 2. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him. This righteousness was imputed unto him. It was placed to his account, people of God. It was placed to his account that he was righteous, because what? He believed God. He took God at his word, and he responded to the word of God by doing what God says. The word of God said he was called the friend of God. And people of God, many times we are saying that we are friends of God. But the word of God tells us, Jesus said, I call you friend if you do whatsoever I command you. So when we are walking in obedience to the word of God, then we can say that we are friends of God. So we can't just get up and say we are friends of God if we are not doing what God says. Now, when we look in John 15, 14, Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So when we are walking in obedience like faithful Abraham, when we are doing what God says we are to do, then we are called the friends of God. That's a very good and nice title to have, a friend of God. We feel good within ourselves when we hear that we are a friend of God. But the word said even more. Jesus said, I call you friend if you do whatsoever I command you. He said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Then the world will know that you are my disciple when you show love one for another. So when we are fulfilling that royal law of loving one another, then we are doing what God says we are to do. And then we become friends of God. We are obeying the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ to love one another like he has called us to love. So we want to obey God's law. We want to become his friend. I believe that all of us want to become friends of God. But we have to be like faithful Abraham, who believed God and stepped out by faith to do God's work. Whatever God called him to do, he would respond, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And he would be going and doing what God has called him to do. Our faith has to be active, people of God. Our faith calls for sacrifice on our part. There are some things that we have to give up. a lot of sacrifices we have to make at times just to know that we are doing the will of God. We are doing what God has called us to do. So we want to be true people of faith, not just speaking faith, but truly living faith. Our faith become active faith by the works that we do, showing that we are committed to Christ Jesus, showing that because of our commitment to him, we are doing the work that he has called us to do. We are living righteously. We are living by faith, trusting his word, showing love to one another, helping in whatever areas we can help with the right heart, with the right intention, and bringing honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. James chapter 2, verse 24. The word of God said, "You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only." Our active faith in who Christ is and in the atoning work of Christ on the cross cause us to commit wholeheartedly to him, being justified by faith in Christ. So we are justified by placing our faith in Christ Jesus. And because we are justified by placing our faith in Christ Jesus, then automatically, people of God, we are going to do good works. We are going to do good works, which shows that our faith is alive. It shows that we are living and walking in obedience to the word of God, knowing that we are justified by faith in Christ Jesus. So we wholeheartedly commit to him and to do his will, to do his work, whatever he has called us to do, we do it knowing that we are his and he has called us unto good works. The word of God reminds us that he created us unto good works. So we are to live a life that shows that we are children of God, committed to him, justified, declared righteous by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 25 of James chapter 2 said, "Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way?" So James was referring to the word of God in Joshua chapter 2, which gave the account of Rahab the harlot hiding the spies. Remember, Joshua sent out the two spies and to spy out Jericho. They wanted to capture that city. And the word of God says this, the harlot Rahab hid them because she believed in Jehovah God. "I heard of your God, that he is a true and living God, and all the mighty wonders that he did. I heard of him." And she believed. She was a harlot, but yet she believed in the true and living God. And because she believed, she did something. People of God, when we truly believe, we are going to do something. And many times we say we are a believer, but we're not truly believing. But we need to do something. She did something by hiding the men of God. So God is saying to us today that our faith has to be active. The word of God tells us in verse 26 of James chapter 2, that's the last verse for this chapter, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." And that concludes our message for this evening. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. People of God, we want living faith, not dead faith. So let us know that our faith has to be active. God bless you here this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us this evening. Thank you for your people that took the time out to listen. And we thank you that your word has gone forth and it will bring forth change in the hearts of your people. And we thank you, O God Almighty, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you here this evening. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless. God bless. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, "Thy Word is a Lamp." You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.